from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline is Brian Roth, the voice of the Colorado State Rams. Brian, my man, I saw your tweet last night, your takeaways from last night's coaches show. Well, those turned out to all pretty much come true, as we learned earlier. CSU Nevada postponed for now. I don't know what the difference between postponed and canceled is anymore. I think we just kind of make it up as we go. Brian, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, you say postponed, but in reality, a lot of those postponed games are going to be canceled.
Yeah, and that's the tough part. Every day, you know, in this world, 2020, 2021, we wake up and we just wonder, first off, is there going to be a game that happens? In CSU's case, man, at least this was better than last week. I mean, you guys are all getting ready to rock and roll. It was almost right before the tip, it felt like, that the game was held off. So we're getting that. What does this look like, in your opinion, for Colorado State and their national tournament quest at this stage? Now, there's still games to go, but what does this do to their chances, not having these games to build up on that resume?
Well, you know, that's the really interesting thing apart this whole thing. You look at this and you say, okay, well, you have an opportunity to possibly go and reschedule some games and bolster your NCAA tournament hopes and your resume. And, of course, that's something that would never happen in any other year. But, of course, we all know this has been an unprecedented year. But if you look at the rankings, and, of course, the net rankings are really the main metric that the selection committee is looking at. If you look at the net rankings, Brady, I mean, since Colorado State played up in Wyoming, I mean, they have been sitting anywhere from right around 44, 45, 46, or 47. And so sitting on the sidelines, as strange as it might sound, hasn't hurt Colorado State. I mean, they've been sitting on the sidelines idle for the base of the past 2 weeks, and yet they've remained fairly steadily. And in fact, going into the New Mexico game a week ago today, I mean, they were sitting at 47. Those games don't get played. All of a sudden, you sit here a week later, and they're at 44 for doing absolutely nothing. So, you know, it's a weird kind of deal where you've got to be very careful, because you don't want to just go out and schedule games and say, hey, this could bolster our NCAA hopes. Yeah, it could also hurt your NCAA hopes. And so you have to be really strategic here if you're Colorado State.
Yeah, no question about it. So on that note, Brian, what are you hearing? I know fans were wondering last week if there was going to be a game scheduled. What are you hearing at this stage? What are the chances the Rams find a game or two throughout the course of the week?
Well, here's a couple of the problems. I mean, obviously, you have to be strategic and careful about who you're going to schedule. And so when that series got canceled last week on Tuesday, Colorado State all of a sudden had a lot of time off. Of course, with the game against UNC here that was supposed to be played tonight, that had already been canceled. So CSU knew that their next game wasn't going to be until February 20th, where gave them a time to say, hey, okay, look, can we get somebody this weekend? And, you know, CSU certainly was making some phone calls to see if anything fit, but it's not only just trying to find a team that's open, obviously. I mean, you got to first do that. A team that has a 4 or 5 day open window where they can squeeze a game in. But then it's like, again, you got to be strategic. Is a team going to benefit us? Is an opponent going to benefit us? Are we going to go to their place? Are they coming to our place? Who's paying the travel cost? Can we work this into a home and home coming up next year? Do we split the travel costs? You know, there's so many questions, and I know sometimes as you know, fans look, hey, why don't you just add BYU last week? Or why don't you add Illinois or Creighton had an open date? And as easy as that sounds, it is infinitely more difficult to get that done on the back end with all the logistics that the two programs have to go through. So, you know, I think CSU was talking to BYU last week. Nico Medved told me yesterday that, you know, they really never got too close to scheduling another opponent. But now, when you have the Nevada games canceled, CSU's in a tougher predicament, Brady, because now you say, okay, well, could you get a Creighton on the schedule? Or do you even play up in class and say, hey, Illinois, who's really good this year, we all know that, they have an open date here this weekend. Now that the Nevada games are canceled, do you want to play them? And if you're sitting in Colorado State shoes, you're sitting here saying, we haven't played since February 6th now.
Right.
That's a long time, right? I mean, would we want to go play at Creighton or at BYU or at Illinois? And I'm just throwing out some names here. But do you want to go play an upper echelon team with a two-week break that you're coming off of? Now, the Rams are still practicing, but the point remains is they have not played a game in 2 weeks. And if they schedule a game this weekend, well, you know, I mean, you're putting yourself in a pretty tough predicament. So there's a lot of different factors that go into that.
Yeah, and those are all excellent points too, Brian, because if you play up, yeah, you got to worry about how you show up. And maybe you are a better team that can compete and maybe even win against those better, quote-unquote, better teams. But like you said, you're 10 days. And, you know, I had an old high school coach back in small-town USA that said, hey, if you miss, like, three games, it's like you've missed 20 games, and you feel like it anyway. So I get your point on that side of it for sure. Brian, how about this one? San Diego State, they're in the top 25. They're just squeaking in top 25. They're fourth in the conference. Now, my tiny little brain doesn't understand that. However, that actually, if San Diego State continues to roll, whether the Rams play or not, doesn't that just help the Rams' case? Because they split with San Diego State.
Well, it's kind of a catch-22 now when you're Colorado State, because I mean, you know, obviously the goal of every team each and every year, as you set off, Brady, is to make the NCAA tournament, right? I mean, you're kind of measured by how many NCAA tournaments you go to. And if you're a tournament team perennially, then you're obviously looked upon as a terrific college basketball program. But you're also thinking about a Mountain West Conference regular season title, right? I mean, that still means something. And CSU, in the sport of men's basketball, has never won a Mountain West Conference regular season title. And so it's a catch-22 because you're looking at the teams that are right there in the mix for the NCAA tournament, Utah State, Boise State, Colorado State, and San Diego State. And for the NCAA hopes of Colorado State, you want all three of those teams to continue to win. But obviously, if all three of those teams continue to win, that makes getting a Mountain West Conference championship even harder to obtain. So, you know, it's an interesting situation, and in regards to San Diego State, I'll just tell you this. San Diego State's the best team that I have seen in person this year the Rams play. They're better than Utah State, and I know Utah State beat San Diego State twice up in Logan. I get it. But just from watching the personnel, watching the teams, I still think San Diego State's the best team in the conference. Now, again, their record's not going to show that because they did get swept at Utah State. One of those games was without Matt Mitchell, who was a conference player of the year candidate. So, you know, you have to take that into a little bit of an account. Perhaps that would have been a split series. But, you know, look, Utah State's really good. Boise State's really good. San Diego State's really good. And I think Colorado State's really good as well. And, you know, all four of those teams deserve to fight for the Mountain West Conference championship and to get into the NCAA tournament. And unfortunately for Colorado State right now, they're just on a one big giant pause.
Brian Roth joining us, the voice of the Colorado State Rams. And we've said this a bazillion times now. There's never a good time. Everybody's going through it. But, man, we talk about the Mountain West and getting to that point where they're respected, not just the Rams, but all four of those teams you just mentioned are leading the brigade and getting, you know, some national attention. And that's why, again, the last couple of weeks, because we saw it last week with Utah State, Wyoming, you know, games left and right are being postponed and canceled. And we want to see this Mountain West, which is really at a great spot. You have Utah State 11-2, Boise's 12-3, CSU 11-3, San Diego State 9-3. We were in for one hell of a finish, unlike anything we've seen in a very long time.
Well, it would have been a lot of fun if it was a normal year and everybody was going to get the 20 games that, you know, the conference schedule is laid out. And then at the end of those 20 games, you decide who is the conference champion. And unfortunately, that's just not the way it's going to play out. I mean, you know, San Diego State's obviously two games short of Colorado State. The Rams are a game short of Boise State. You know, Utah State's played as many games as CSU has. And so all those games aren't going to get made up. And so in my mind, Brady, and let me just say this. I know Craig Thompson takes a ton of heat from fans of the Mountain West Conference. I know Ram fans don't like him, and that's fine. I mean, Craig's made some mistakes. You know, I don't necessarily like the way the Mountain West handled the football scheduling here this past fall. but they have an impossible job ahead of them. And my only advice to Craig Thompson and the Mountain West Conference would be this. Take the big picture view and say, what's going to be best for our conference as a whole? And that means trying to figure out the true regular season champion, meaning if you got to reschedule games, make sure the Rams play Nevada. Make sure Boise State plays Utah State. Make sure Boise State plays San Diego State. Make sure those top mix of teams all play each other, even if that means blowing up the rest of the schedule and remaking a new schedule here in the last 2.5 weeks. I'm not saying that's going to be easy, but you need to first off have the integrity of the regular season conference race in the forefront of your mind. And you also need to have the fact that you have four teams that are vying for the NCAA tournament, and you need to make sure that those four teams are going to get the best path available to making the NCAA tournament. In other words, make your future conferencing scheduling over the next 2.5-3 weeks really with the top 4 or 5 teams with a priority at the top of your mind. And that would be my advice to them. I'd say blow it up, remake the schedule, but I'm not sure what they're going to do. It's a near impossible situation.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, it's tough for everybody. It's difficult. I would not want to be in his shoes at all. But you're 100% right. Sometimes you just got to go with the common sense thing, and you got to look at those top teams and what's the best thing for the conference. And we know right now those four teams, they're making the conference look good, and hopefully they will for a long time to come. So do right by those teams right now. And I think you're right. You end up giving the best situation forward for the conference.
Well, and let me throw this out there. I mean, look, if there's going to be a year where you can kind of make it up as you go, right? Make the rules up as you go, it's this year, obviously. And we saw the Big Ten do that in the sport of football. You know, they had the rule Ohio State, you know, if you had to play a certain number of games, Ohio State didn't meet that criteria. The Big Ten's not stupid. They're like, wait a minute, this is hands down our best chance to send a team into the football playoff. Let's change the rules. They did it. Larry Scott in the Pac-12 didn't do that with the University of Colorado, which I thought was wrong. I mean, if there's a time where you can kind of change the rules and you know, I'm going to say move the goalposts, but hey, adapt to the situation. I mean, this is the year because, I mean, we've all become to expect the unexpected. And you just can't treat this like a regular year. You got to be able to think on the fly, think outside the box at times, and do what's best for your conference. And I just hope that's the way that Craig Thompson and the folks down in Colorado Springs are kind of thinking about the next 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, my man. Brian, looking at this team, and again, I know there's big picture stuff, everyone's dealt with it, but Colorado State has been a great story throughout the course of this season, even last season too, and next season should be even better if we can all believe that. Where does this team, you've covered a lot of Colorado State basketball, and unfortunately we may not be able to answer this, but we've been talking all year, this Rams team has got to rank up there already with some of the great basketball teams, and there has been some great ones. But again, we don't know how this one's going to end one way or the other. But so far, this has been a very special season for Coach Medved and his crew.
Well, it has, and it's a fun team to watch too. And the reason why they're fun is because they all play for each other, right? I mean, it's not a team that has necessarily the superstar that everybody rallies around. I mean, they have so many different pieces. It doesn't matter who's going to lead you on any given night. It could be David Roddy one night. It could be Isaiah Stevens the next. Kendall Moore helps you out the next night. It could be Adam Thistlewood two nights after that. I mean, it just, you don't know where the scoring is going to come from. Of course, you have Roddy and Stevens that are kind of at the very top of everybody's list, but there's so many different guys that can win you a basketball game. And none of the other guys care who it is. You know, it's that team together attitude that Nico Medved has really established. And it's a group of uber competitors. They're all very, very competitive guys. And they play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, which I think has, you know, been very beneficial to them the last couple of years. When you look at them from the grand scope of things, you know, I've been around since 2000. The best team that I've ever covered was the 2013 team, Larry Eustace's first year, right after Tim Miles left. Back to the NCAA tournament for the second straight year, a senior-laden squad that had everything, had the good shooting guard, the great point guard, the big man in the middle, a glue guy, a, a rebounder like Pierce Hornung. I mean, they had everything. And so that's the best team I've seen. But look, if you want to be a team that is measured in the same ilk as the 2013 team, or go back to the 1989-1990 teams that went to the NCAA tournament, you got to go dancing to the Big Dance. You just got to. I mean, that's the standard, and that's what this CSU basketball team this year is trying and fighting to do.
Now, Brian, before we let you go, if you had to take a guess, then will we see this Rams team going? Will they be going dancing this year?
Well, yeah, you know, that's an interesting. I mean, that's really interesting. I think right now, and I think the way that the Rams are looking at the next couple of weeks, and I'll frame it in that aspect for you, Brady. I think right now you're not going to see the Rams go out and try to schedule a really tough game, because I think right now, based on the metrics and when you look at most of the brackets out there, that they are probably in decent position now. They still have work to do, but I don't think they have to go out and schedule a Creighton or an Illinois or BYU to try to bolster the resume, okay, because it could also hurt your resume, as we talked about earlier. So I think they're confident in where they are. If they can just get a couple more games in, 2, 3, 4, go to the Mountain West tournament, win a game, maybe two, I think they go to the NCAA tournament. But, you know, we'll see. We don't even know when their next game is at this point. It could be February 27th.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. It should be interesting to see for sure one way or the other. Brian, appreciate you jumping on board, man. Big fan of what you do, as always. And we'll look to catch up with you down the road.
All right, Brady, anytime. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Brian Roth, the voice of the Colorado State Rams. And, yeah, I mean, you still got a lot of things to figure out here. And he's not too crazy about the idea, or not necessarily optimistic about the idea that the Rams get a game and force the issue just to get a game, because he's right. I mean, it's not really hurting you that much. You haven't moved that far up, that far down at this stage. So, yeah, I think he's right, though. Craig Thompson and Mountain West Conference, they got to figure out a way to get that CSU-Nevada game eventually, those two games that they're postponing this week. But, I mean, we're getting down to the stretch, man. I mean, the Rams had Air Force next week, and then that's it. That was it. So how are we gonna do this? Are we going to take the time? Are we going to move things around, reset a schedule? I'd like to see it. And he's right. Brian said you got to take this year as the chance to try something new, to reset, however you need to do that. Because everything else that's happened to you is unorthodox and it's unprecedented, right? The word of the day. Why might as well add some more of that to the mix. 23 minutes after the hour. College hoops. How are we going to do this thing, man? I mean, we're worrying about this right now. What happens when we get into the Big Dance and you're scheduled to go in the first round against so-and-so, but COVID takes you out? What does that look like? Team gets first round bye? I mean, you talk about the NBA bubble having an asterisk on it. How about March Madness? 23 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. It is Top Text Tuesday. Dixon says, cut the new guy some slack. He already gave himself a terrible nickname. Man, you guys are great to people. Of all the people, though, Pillow Fight Guy should know how to start it out like that. Yeah, Pillow Fight Dan. I like the names. I think you guys all come up with great names. I think they're fantastic. 24 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance. Tonight at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Shout out to Auto Taylor. We know today everything revolves around technology, so having skilled technicians paired up with cutting-edge vehicle diagnostics is just as important. I love Auto Taylor. Been taking my vehicles there for years, so I highly recommend them to you, hooligans. If you're in the Greeley area, and even if not, you know, you want a trusted shop that's going to take care of you, that's Auto Taylor. located in Greeley. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, you want to get involved in Top Text Tuesday, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. 478-1301. No, I don't know, Colfax. Maybe Pete hanging in there. Maybe McLean up there at the top. Dixon had the good story about being on the chain crew, about Vincent Jackson. And listen, we don't always have to get silly on Top Text Tuesday. They can be good stories. The new guy, though, the light-skinned Jedi Master is the nickname. I don't know. It's Star Wars, right, Colfax?
Star Trek?
It's not Star Trek.
Trek Wars?
It's not Star Trek, right?
No.
Star Wars.
I don't even know.
You're not much of a... No. You're not into any of that nerd stuff, man. You
not
don't
really.
Get into any of that stuff.
Sorry.
Like Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, Marvel.
Definitely not
DC.
Marvel. I did like the Lord of the Rings movies.
No,
those were pretty
good.
That's
a great movie.
I'm like not a super fan.
What's the nerdiest thing about you, Colfax?
I produce radio.
You produce the whole show. That's exactly right. You don't like have one of those things.
Beer. I do nerd out on beer.
You do, yeah. It's hard for me to say, like, because when I think of nerd, I think, hey, Dungeons and Dragons, warrior, princess, which I can certainly be one of those guys.
Yeah.
But you're not really one of those. You're not really one of those guys.
Not really.
But I guess you can be one of those nerds about beer. It's like, excuse me, that's not a whatever. And then, because you know me, I'm an idiot when it comes to beer. I'm easy to please, so therefore I drink a beer, and I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Well, you don't have to be that smart to be into beer.
It's true.
Really.
Yeah, but you can go to a place and be like, that's not a very good ale.
Right.
And I'll go in, and I'll be like, it's getting me buzzed, man. It's good. It's wet. It's taking care of everything right now. Yeah. It's going to work. Yeah, so I guess you kind of have that.
That's probably my nerdiest thing.
He said, Chris, I reiterate, don't bring a pillow to a rumble on the east side. Talking about pillow fight. Who do you think the most picked on hooligan is? For their own fault, really. I mean, Pillow Fight Dan or Dixon?
It's one of those. They go back and forth.
Those two guys are probably... Yeah. And Dixon, he's won a Top Text, too. He's won a prize.
The whole thing, yeah.
He's won the whole thing. Pillow Fight Dan has won the whole thing before.
Yep.
Sir Charles won... The whole thing. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
Is that one of the first ones?
We might only have three or four winners because we haven't been doing this that long.
6 months?
Weld County Swami got one, so that's four. I think it's just four.
Yeah.
And those are all heavy hitters. Heavy hitter Hall of Famers right there. But I got to say, Dixon and Pillow Fight Dan, they probably disagree with me more than anybody of the Hall of Famers.
Easily.
I'm not talking just hooligans. I'm talking Hall of Famers. The guys that regularly text the program. Almost every day. Getting involved. You're a hooligan if you listen to the show. You're a Hall of Famer if you become a part of the show.
Exactly.
And that's what some of these, better or for worse. Not saying all their texts are good or entertaining or worth reading, but they're part of the show. And that's what we try to do here with the whole show every single day. Anybody standing out to you? I mean, McLean's got some cool stories.
I did like McLean.
Kay Dalton, I'd like to hear more about that. Kay Dalton was my offensive coordinator in high school. He told our quarterback he couldn't read a coloring book.
Nice.
I like that,
yeah.
Man. Like, today, man, we get... You know, it'd probably be tough for me to see my kid ultimately yelled at by a coach, but I was yelled at. I was made to feel like a complete idiot, especially in basketball. And I walked away, that guy, football was my sport. That was my favorite sport. I was better at football than I was basketball. But I walked away from basketball with so much more because I had a coach that was tough, but he wasn't a jerk. I mean, it depends on who you ask. But he was tough because he knew being tough in certain areas was going to get the best out of you on the floor, get the best out of you in practice. And so... You know, and I don't know much about Kay Dalton. He could have been whatever, but I don't mind coming down on athletes like that. You know, the tough love approach. I mean, I definitely don't mind it. You know, I think there's a time and a place for all of it. I think coaches can definitely take it too far. I had a coach on this show, Colfax, a high school coach, tell me that you can't get hurt playing this game, talking about football.
Define hurt.
No, I asked him. I said, how are you handling, and this was years ago. I said, how are you handling, you know, the ongoing discussion talks about protocol and all that? And he laughed and he said, you can't get her playing this game. I'm like, what? That was one of the more bizarre. And this was a high school coach. A college coach would have been fired right after that interview. You can't get her. Oh, headaches? You mean headaches? What? Concussions? That's just a funky word for headaches. So, yes, there's going a little too far, for sure. So you got to be careful there. What are we going to do when we get to the big dance, Colfax, and Team A is set to play Team B, and contact tracing rears its ugly head, and Team B can't play? I mean, everybody else, I mean, the thing about March Madness is what we all love about it, is it's bam, 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 bam. Now, they're trying to play in a semi-type bubble type deal, but I don't see how, unless you do what the NBA did, I don't see how you're not going to have an issue with COVID. I don't see it.
Do they start calling up maybe some lesser teams?
Yeah, you got to have a team ready to go.
Yeah. Be like, you're on the reserve list.
Kind of like what they do football with CU. Yeah. You know, hey, if, who was it? Was that USC? You know, if USC can't get their game this weekend, CU, you're going to be called. And they had their equipment truck halfway between California and Colorado. Like, that sucks, man. Be ready, but not that ready.
Could have the chance.
Yeah, you could still have a chance. This whole thing is, what sucks about this whole thing is Colorado State might win the regular season title. But this has got to be the most meaningless regular season title ever. And that's not saying CSU's not amazing. I'm the guy I took crap for a poll question 3 weeks ago, said, is CSU going to go down as one of the best Colorado State Rams basketball teams in their history? And Rams fans, of course, they nerded out on me.
Well, you're forgetting 1972 and the year 1445.
And I mean, they're pulling that number on me. And it's like, no, I'm not diminishing those teams. I'm just asking. You know, how far away are they? And I mean, my goodness.
Don't mess with Rams fans.
You don't mess with, especially like the older Rams fans. How dare you? 1945 was the best year of my life. All right. I get it. My goodness. McLean says he told a receiver he couldn't catch water even if he fell out of a boat. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that. That's all well and good, man. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do this, man. I've been wondering about this for a long time. You know, getting through the regular season is one thing. Because here's the thing. All those, we play March Madness on the station here. Every game bleeds into the next. You know, you have a game, 2 minutes left in that one, and bam, the next one's starting. And then the other one's 5 minutes left, bam, the next one's starting. So I don't see how this is going to happen. I mean, they're going to do it, and I want it to happen. I'm not saying, I'm not one of those guys. It's like, this is stupid, call it off. No. But as long as the contact tracing is a part of our lives, now this is a deeper conversation for somebody way smarter than me, but I'm just telling you guys, as long as that is a part of our lives, you're going to, like, it's fair to say CSU could get like four stints of contact tracing COVID in a single year. You know, you could say, well, they already had the COVID issue. That's going to be done now. No, because unless everybody on their team got it, then it's fair to say that, hey, you went to class or you went to a party you shouldn't have, right? You went to a restaurant and, oh, someone in that restaurant has COVID, so now you have been contact traced. Am I wrong on that? That's how it works, right?
I think so.
So as long as contact tracing is a part of our lives, I don't see how you're going to have a full-on March Madness. I will be absolutely shocked if we don't have like at least 10 byes. Because that's the other thing you're going to do.
Because they wouldn't just like forfeit games, would they? Would they make teams do that?
I think they would.
Yeah.
So if let's just say it's CU versus CSU. CU contact tracing one of their players. Well, their player was around everybody at practice last night. you can't play for the next however many days, right? 7, 10 days. We're not stalling March Madness for one team. CU forfeits?
CSU move up.
CSU moves up.
Is there a scenario where a team could go all the way to the finals without playing a single game?
Maybe.
I mean, think about that.
I don't know. It might. You might get to that point. Because I'm telling you, folks, this isn't your grandpa's March Madness. This isn't your uncle. This isn't your newborn's March Madness from last year, from 2 years ago. This isn't your two-year-old March Madness, folks. If you know of someone, if you've come in contact with someone that has COVID, aren't you supposed to quarantine for 7 to 10 days? You know, I just don't know. I don't know how they're going to make this thing happen. It's crazy to me. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. I didn't know if we needed to take a break there, Colfax. I got lost in my brain again. 40 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
All right, so I asked you earlier, Colfax, if we can all agree that we've given up on Drew Lock. And that's not to say that, you know, whether you've given up on him or not, that doesn't mean you don't think he should be the quarterback next year. It just means you don't want to spend a king's ransom to get Deshaun Watson. But you quickly said no to that.
Strictly because I had a feeling that that's where you were going to go with the next.
Okay.
What you were bringing up.
I thought there was something no. Deeper. You are the guy that had the premonition. You had the dream about Deshaun Watson.
Coming to Denver. It was a dream. It was real. A real dream.
What was it like? Were you like watching the news or were you like there? Or?
I think it was like a news story that just, and it kept repeating in my head. Like it was a recurring, it just kept repeating the whole night.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson coming to the Broncos.
Interesting.
For like 6 hours. It was actually kind of torturous.
Well, well, now we know what you think about all the time.
Yeah, I guess.
Different quarterbacks. Well, you know, if you would have had a dream before, another sports story, I'd be like, oh, there's something to that or there's nothing to that.
Right.
But this is kind of the first one, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've had premonition dreams
you
before.
You had a feeling about Case Keenum, but you didn't have a premonition dream.
No, yeah.
Feelings and dreams are much different.
Completely different.
Yeah, so, and your feeling about Case was wrong. I mean, yeah. But I mean, I've had some feelings that have been wrong, too. You know, like my 58 wins for the Nuggets this year. Is that already mathematically impossible? I think it's...
How many games are they playing? 80?
They're playing 72. 72. And what? I don't even know what their record is. They play, they're 15-11.
Carry the 162. That could still happen.
They'd
have to win almost. They could lose like three more games.
Got it, man. They got this. Well, I didn't expect them to be like a 500 team this many games in. You know, I didn't think there was any way. What are we, 26 games? 26 games in. I didn't think they'd be a 500 team.
Right.
I thought they'd be... I thought they'd be more or less like a 20 and 6 team right now. They'd already be at 20 wins.
Yeah.
You know, five wins better.
Which is what they did last year, and I think the year before they were pretty close to something like that.
And I thought they were better this year.
Yeah.
You know, even though Jeremy Grant, but we thought, okay, Jamichael Green should be the good mix there. But again, things are looking good for the Nuggets right now. So now's not the time to really get all up in arms here because they are 15-11. They did win the last three games. They got Boston coming up tonight. Now, Washington's listed for Friday. They were supposed to play Washington's listed for Wednesday. They were supposed to play Charlotte on Friday. That game, if you go to ESPN.com, is wiped. But Adrian Wojnarowski put out on Twitter that Cleveland might be the game there on Friday, which would be good because Denver won 133-95 over Cleveland. So far, the Nuggets have only had one game postponed, and that's been against Detroit. That was a February 1st game. And then after that, they went on to lose to the Lakers, to the Kings, and to the Bucks. But since then, they've won three in a row. They got Boston tonight, and they're on the road. This is going to be a tough, tough battle for the Nuggets. All right. Top Text Tuesday, about to wrap up. Get those last-minute texts in. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Can we just name the B guy Pillow Fight Drew? It's much easier to say the new guy. The new guy, Pillow Fight Drew. No, we honor the nicknames here. That is the first rule of the whole show, unless we don't like them, and then we change them. 48 minutes after the hour, I'm crowning today's first winner for this new Reloaded Challenge. I'm told the prize is probably going to be something Nikola Jokic related, so you're going to want to get involved in Top Text Tuesday. Who's going for that last second shot? Who's got the ball in their hands during the commercial break? You got to get it in before we sign off if you think it's worthy. We'll be right back.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
That's for the Hooligans, the Hooligan theme song. As always, right around this time on Top Text Tuesday, I'll read this light-skinned Jedi Master. If the Nuggets can find consistency, we have a great shot to win it all. We're the only team to beat Utah in their last 20 games, true, and they look unbeatable. I know we started off disappointing, but I think everyone has stepped up with all our injuries, and once we get everyone back, I can see us making a big run. I agree. I love the text. Is it Top Text worthy? Not quite. Top Text Tuesday, Wheaton says, are we going to start getting Brady's Nature Mint as part of the daily news? I love that as well. Nature Mint's my side project. Talk to my agent about that. Let's see. I'm going McLean today. McLean has the first victory in this reload. He needs two more to get the next prize. Thanks to Fresh Coat Painter South Platte. We'll let you know. I'll post it up on social media when we have it. Great work today. Some texts I didn't even get to. Didn't rise to the top. It's going to do it for us. We got Preps Basketball. We got Inside the Bears Den. Good night, Northern Colorado.